Project Independence is the Aging in Place initiative of the Town of North Hempstead. One of the many services we offer is transportation for food, shopping, and medical visits. Call 311 or 869-6311 to get more information or receive services.
And welcome back to Talk of the Town with Christina Liu and Otto Loos. Christina, what is going on? What is happening in 2021 with the Town of North Hempstead? That's all exciting. That's all the rage.
Wow. Well, I mean, that's really a kickoff. Luckily in North Hempstead, we're really pulling things together, but it's certainly been busy. And, you know, we're a timely show, and clearly this has been quite the start to 2021. So I think it's important to address, you know, what's been in the news with the vaccines. There's certainly been, on our end, we've been getting a lot of calls, you know, and we're trying to help as much as possible. Unfortunately, I wish it was something that we were in control of, you know, at the town, but we're not. But we've really been, and I have to say, our team has been pulling together so much information. I mean, literally hour by hour, I think we could say back, and that might have been, it might be, you know, even within the hour, changes I think had been occurring. You know, it's very stressful, and we're getting the calls, and we just want to let everyone know, as difficult as it is, I get it. You see the news, you want to run out, you want to get your vaccine and whatnot. But I think it's important to just kind of sit back and not to get all caught up in this. And, you know, the vaccines are not running out. You know, they're just working out the kinks. It just hit the market. So I think it's just important. We just want to encourage people to not get yourself all worked up and add stress to it. About this whole vaccine process.
Right, because it kind of seems like, you know, there was no real protocol that anybody was, you know, the messages people were getting, it was almost like, you know, vaccines here and it's Black Friday.
Right.
Everyone
no, absolutely.
That right. No one really knows if you're lucky enough to get through on the phones or the computer, if you have a computer. So there were just so much confusing messages.
Yes.
But the fact of the matter is, you know, the vaccines are here. Everyone's going to get one. You know, it just may not be on that big sale day. Like, just know that it's coming. You know, the goal is to get everybody vaccinated. So, you know, it's just a matter, like you were saying, Christina, you know, you have to kind of, if we just kind of had different expectations when the vaccine first came out, or a little bit more planning.
Right.
I believe that the expectations were overstated a little bit in the beginning. The real world, and I've read it in numerous places, is that New York State gets 300,000 vaccines a week. There are 7 million people right now in New York State that are eligible to get those vaccines. So you divide 300,000 into 7 million. And I know people now that are getting appointments in April and May. You know, it's unfortunately the way it's going to be. It's not an overnight deal. And I agree with what you said, Rebecca. We really have to, you really have to be patient. And the facts are that the system to support this thing is huge, you know. And just think about, like they said, they opened Jones Beach, all right? Okay, great. How many people do they have to have to support Jones Beach? How many people do they have to guide the cars in to be able to handle the injection of the vaccine and keeping control over who actually gets it? And, you know, it's a massive job.
And I agree with you with that as well. And one of the things that you said, Otto, too, is that there are 7 million people eligible. Ideally, all 7 million people will get that vaccine. But, you know, there's a likelihood that a lot of people don't want to get it.
And I also want to be clear. So there's a lot of people who can't get it, you know, like that's the other. And that's what we always want to say on the show, you know, because that is something, you know, I said it last week too. It's so important to really talk to your doctor. Because like I said, there are certain people that have different reactions, or, you know, there's certain reasons that they might not be able to. And like I said, this is all very new. Obviously, we would love everyone to go out there and get vaccinated. But we always want to say on the show, we are not doctors.
Right.
Please always
always stuck with it. Exactly. But the fact is, like I'm saying, you know, 7 million people are eligible, but not for various reasons. Some people by choice aren't getting it. Some people want to wait. Other reasons, like you were saying, Christina, on, you know, always on doctor advice, perhaps maybe there's allergies or, you know, whatever the reason is. So, you know, I don't know. I don't know what percentage of that 7 million eligible population is actually gonna get those. So I don't, you know, but, you know, it's, we definitely want to have enough to cover. And then, you know, there's, it's really double, right? So when they say they have 300,000 coming in a week, is that one dose or is that the two doses? Because everybody's with these recent vaccines, they're two doses that are required.
Well, I am fortunate in that I will admit that I have had the vaccine. All right. And I want to make it clear that it had nothing to do.
You knew he was on the radio show.
I want to make it clear that it had nothing to do with Project Independence or anybody who knows anybody. My daughter, who's a teacher in Hicksville, last Friday got a link for appointments. So she texted us and I went on right away Friday. And it said 1A and 1B were eligible. I'm 1B. Okay, so I go on and get an appointment for Saturday, 1:45, and blocks of people. And we go to Yes We Can, which is not a North Hempstead managed vaccine site. It's Nassau County Department of Health, which I learned from Christina. And we go and, you know, go through the whole thing. And there was quite a bit of confusion about 1B being there. And, you know, it said nothing on the website when I got the appointment. It said 1A, 1B. It asked you how old you were and whatever. And there were clearly a lot of people in the 1B category who were there on Saturday. And we were fortunate enough to get the vaccine. But then the second part of that is we were all concerned about how you're going to get the second vaccine, because you try to make an appointment and I couldn't get through to anybody. I went through what everybody else was going through and nowhere, nothing. Jones Beach, I have a cousin, got an appointment in April. You know, so I'm thinking, okay, I'm going to have to do this all over again. But Nassau County did come out with an announcement that those people who had it at Nassau Community Hospital or Nassau County Hospital.
Yeah, it's a Department of Health run facility.
Right.
You know, so whatever, there's a couple.
Will be contacted to get the second dose a week before they're supposed to get it. But, you know, the whole, I'm wrestling with that whole thing, thinking, okay, we had Moderna. Now, how do I know if I'm going to get Moderna if I get an appointment somewhere else? It could be Pfizer. You're not supposed to mix it. So there's a lot of confusion.
Why I think it's important, you know, and like I said, information is changing rapidly and being edited and kind of the kinks are being worked out. So I think it's very important to, you know, stay on top of the fact is, you know, the county obviously came out with this statement because that was a concern for many people. So I think, you know, if you happen to have had your first dose at a Department of Health run facility, you sit back and you wait for the county, because that way at least you're ensuring, you know, that it's part of the same process. You know, we don't want, and I get it, because everyone's like, oh, well, let me just try and make an appointment somewhere else. Because like I said, this kind of panic happened. And I think that's where, and that's the other thing too, is it's frustrating. I totally get it, because, you know, but like I said, I think as times go on, like this just hit. And I think as the weeks go on, the kinks will be worked out. More places, you know, every day a new place is coming out that's offering it. You know, I think that's the main goal, is that there's going to be a lot of places that are offering it, you know, and however it's going to work. So I just want people to all, like, and that's what I said, I get it. Like, people are just like, let me lock in this appointment. But I do believe that as these weeks come on, more places are going to be added and whatnot. So it's like, it's just, I feel like it's slow and steady. We've been in this for, you know, almost a year now. So I think it's kind of just riding the wave and being safe, you know, until you're able to get that, because unfortunately everyone's under a lot of stress right now.
One thing I want to add is that when more sites come into the town of North Hempstead, and remember, it's not run by North Hempstead, but you know, we could have some sites in North Hempstead or just bordering on North Hempstead. If you're a senior and you're a resident of North Hempstead, we're going to be able to provide our, you know, regular Project Independence transportation.
Well, and that's exactly, that's a great point, Beck, you know, because that's a positive, like I said, and we've been, you know, Beck and I can certainly vouch for it, this week has been kind of one vaccine bubble blur, you know. But what's really wonderful, because obviously, you know, and it's kudos to us, we were saying it felt a little bit like a Hurricane Sandy situation again, because so many other townships are calling into 311, because 311 is, will answer.
You know, well, 311 is accessible because it's not just and it's North Hempstead, you get
311. Exactly. So you know, but what we are doing, you know, currently now, you know, like I said, we're all trying to stay up to date on information. So if a senior, you know, who lives in the town of North Hempstead has a question regarding the vaccine, they will be connected to a social worker or a nurse who can give them the most current information. And like Beck had just mentioned, you know, the transportation piece is great, you know, because if you do have Yes We Can, for example, right now that's a current site, you're able to use the town's Project Independence taxi transportation to get there.
Right.
So that
currently it continues to be a cashless service that I think is extended definitely through the end of January.
Right. And it's by month. Right. So hopefully, I mean, we'll keep giving you updates as, you know, we'll see how that kind of unfolds. But like I said, right now, and then also, we can go to Nassau University Medical Center, right, Beck? That's something that can be done through the taxi program right now.
Right, and that is for Town of North Hempstead senior residents.
Yes, of course. Mm-hmm. So that's, and like I said, just, we're going to try and give you the most updated information. Listen, we wish we had some hot tips as to, you know, what's really going on behind the scene, but we are kind of just living it in real time with everyone else and kind of just trying to, that's what a lot of the week was like pulling all these information from all these different places so we can kind of have the most up-to-date thing. But like I said, it changes daily. So we will try and update you as much as possible. You know, what I'm saying right now might not be, you know, in a couple of hours from now.
Right. But so just people should understand that, you know, there's some barriers right now.
Right. Absolutely.
The new plan, you're going to get it. You know, if you're spending the entire day on the phone, you don't need to do that. You know, you may just wind up getting frustrated. So, you know, just pay attention to the news and the information that's coming in. Cause like you said, I think every day you're going to hear a little more clarification.
Yeah. Which is great, which is a good thing.
Right.
You know, and unfortunately, which I have to mention because I've been certainly getting a lot of emails about this, with the vaccine, unfortunately, comes, you know, a new thing for scammers to prey upon.
Oh, here we go.
So there, through Project Independence, we're actually going to offer a program. I believe it's on February 4th. And somewhere in this mess of piles, I have the actual information. So I will do that after the next break. But it's certainly something that I think everyone needs to be aware of. And there's some tips, but we can go over that in the next break because I don't want to be cut off with my riveting scammer tips. So
yeah, definitely. Yes. And there's always new scam information. And we really need to hear that. So we will be back after a quick break. You've been listening to Project Independence and you talk of the town.